Senator David Perdue OKs Silicon Valley Takeover of College Graduate Job Market. By Neil Monroe on September 25, 2019. Senator David Perdue, RGA, now supports Senator Mike Lee's RUT, Green Card Giveaway Bill, which will allow investors to reward many more Indian graduates for taking middle-class jobs from American college graduates. Perdue's decision to end his opposition to the bill clears the way for Lee to rush his bill through the Senate on Thursday. If no other senators object, Lee's bill will move through the Senate, putting it much closer to becoming law. The bill allows investors and their companies to reward many more Indian graduates who agree to take the college graduate jobs needed by young American graduates. The reward is the grant of 120,000 invaluable green cards, up from roughly 20,000 today, to the Indian outsourcing workers and their families. That's a huge boost for the investors in the U.S.-India outsourcing economy, who now import Indian graduates to spike stock prices by chopping white-collar payroll costs. So Perdue's retreat is also a huge economic hit to the roughly 800,000 Americans who are graduating in 2019 with degrees in healthcare, science, engineering, accounting, business, software, math, or architecture. The bill could also disrupt the immigration system for many other foreign migrants, including younger Dreamer illegals and university scientists, as well as the next wave of foreign students, scientists, and professionals who are seeking to move into the United States. The House has already passed its version of the bill, H.R. 1044. Perdue's retreat was reported by Immigration Voice, a lobbying group of foreign workers who were imported by investors to take the middle-class jobs sought by U.S. graduates. The McClatchy News Service reported Perdue's switch. The Indian visa workers are now urging their members to call Senator Dick Durbin's DEAL office out of fear he might block Lee's giveaway. Durbin's potential opposition was spotlighted by a September 7 report in the Wall Street Journal. Democrats in the Senate have qualms, too. They are increasing the immigration from countries like India a marginal small amount at the expense of cutting back on immigration from other countries in a much more dramatic fashion. I don't think there's equity in that, said Senator Dick Durbin, DEAL. Perdue's office did not respond to Breitbart News. On September 19, Perdue explained his hold on Lee's bill. I want to comment my good friend from the great state of Utah, S.M. Lee, for his work on putting this bill together and pulling the people together to support this bill. I support this bill, Madam President. Activists say no GOP senators are ready to step forward to protect American graduates from the huge inflow of underpaid Indian graduates. Even populist senators such as Senators Josh Hawley, Armo, and Marsha Blackburn, RTN, have avoided criticizing the investors' stealthy no-hearing, no-debates rush to pass the bill. Their passive stance comes amid a huge but stealthy push led by the technology companies and investors, such as Jeff Bezos, owner of Amazon and The Washington Post. The backers include Mark Zuckerberg, who met with Lee on September 19, on the same day that Perdue blocked his bill. Business groups have told senators that the bill is a minor change to immigration law and is intended to rectify what they describe as anti-Indian country caps discrimination. Those business groups already employ roughly 1.5 million foreign white-collar workers in the United States, including at least 800,000 Indian graduates. Opponents and supporters of the Green Card giveaway are using Facebook and Twitter to urge their supporters to call senators to block or support the bill. Only one GOP senator is needed to stop Lee's bill, which is expected to be brought to the Senate floor on Thursday for a no debate, no media, fast-track unanimous consent approval process. Few Democrats, if any, oppose Lee's S.386 bill, which is strongly backed by the pro-Democrat Silicon Valley investors. Nearly all Democrats voted for the House version of the bill. Department of Homeland Security, DHS, officials have said they oppose the Indian outsourcing bill, but White House officials have not said if the bill will be opposed by President Donald Trump, even though Trump needs to boost his sagging support among white-collar suburban voters. White-collar Americans have formed a series of groups to defend their careers against the investors' visa workers. They include the American Workers Coalition, Prouse Workers, and DoctorsWithoutJobs.com. These groups say that the expanded number of green cards will flood the labor markets for engineers and software experts. The bill will also allow U.S. investors to annually recruit hundreds of thousands of Indian graduates to compete for American college jobs and green cards. The Indians can get work permits via the uncapped optional practical training, OPT, B1, L1, H4E, and H1B visa worker programs. U.S. workers also say they are routinely discriminated against and excluded by the U.S.-based Indian managers and Indian recruiters who run the U.S.-India outsourcing economy. Lou Dobbs, on Fox News, has repeatedly denounced the giveaway. Populist groups, such as Americans for Legal Immigration PAC, also oppose the Silicon Valley takeover. These pro-migration opponents of Lee's bill also include Support All of Us and many other pro-migration groups who are keeping their opposition quiet. This shift towards Indian outsourcing will also cut off the flow of employer-sponsored migrants into Florida's Spanish-speaking economy, say immigration lawyers in Florida. But Purdue's shift is being cheered by the India visa workers who take the graduate jobs needed by Americans. For example, Ramesh S., who is working in North Carolina, applauded Purdue's switch. Most of the Indian workers are being imported to run the U.S. side of the U.S.-India outsourcing economy, which is used by investors to transfer American salaries into their Wall Street stock values. For example, Walmart is boosting its stock value by outsourcing 569 finance and accounting jobs in North Carolina to cheaper H-1B workers from India. If the company saves $10,000 per employee, Walmart will save $5.7 million per year. On Wall Street, Walmart's price-to-earnings rate is 25 to 1. So the $5.7 million in payroll savings will boost its stockholders' value by $142 million. Walmart picked an American company, Genpact, to supply the Indian workers. The company is a spin-off of General Electric, and it prospers by providing Indian H-1B workers to many companies in the United States. For example, the company asked for 271 H-1Bs in 2018, 410 H-1Bs in 2017, and 307 H-1Bs in 2016. Genpact's H-1Bs work on the U.S. side of the vast and growing U.S.-India outsourcing economy, now worth roughly $78 billion per year. Part of the H-1B's job is to funnel additional work back into India. For example, Genpact may only need to use 100 H-1B's in North Carolina to help steer the work of the 569 fired American finance experts back to large teams of low-wage Indian graduates in India. Genpact's $3.3 billion in revenue is enough to generate $7.5 billion in stock value for its investors, which include Bain Capital, BlackRock, and Charles Schwab Investment Management. Employers reward the low-wage Indian workers by giving them green cards, which allow them to become U.S. citizens, and to then import their immediate and extended families from India to the United States. The investors are mostly based on the coasts, so their wealth is helping to spike income and real estate values in New York and California, while the reduced investment and payroll in heartland states reduce their business income, real estate values, skilled workforces, and political power. Immigration numbers. But the federal government then imports about 1.1 million legal immigrants and refreshes a resident population of about 1.5 million white-collar visa workers, including approximately 1 million H-1B workers and spouses, and about 500,000 blue-collar visa workers. The government also prints more than 1 million work permits for new foreigners and rarely punishes companies for employing illegal migrants. This policy of inflating the labor supply boosts economic growth and stock values for investors. The stimulus happens because the extra labor ensures that employers do not have to compete for American workers by offering higher wages and better working conditions. The federal policy of flooding the market with cheap, foreign, white-collar graduates and blue-collar labor shifts wealth from young employees toward older investors. It also widens wealth gaps, reduces high-tech investment, increases state and local tax burdens, reduces marriage rates, and hurts children's schools and college educations. The cheap labor economic strategy also pushes Americans away from high-tech careers, and it sidelines millions of marginalized Americans, including many who are now struggling with drug addictions. The labor policy also moves business investment and wealth from the heartland to the coastal cities, explodes rents and housing costs, undermines suburbia, shrivels real estate values in the Midwest, and rewards investors for creating low-tech, labor-intensive workplaces. But Trump's Hire American policy is boosting wages by capping immigration within a growing economy. The Census Bureau said September 10 that men who work full-time and year-round got an average earnings increase of 3.4% in 2018, pushing their median salaries up to $55,291. Women gained 3.3% in wages, bringing their median salaries to $45,097 for full-time, year-round work.